coveted for a moment, or if you say, I want to get here, I really want to get to a point where this happens, you are agreeing to stay. And so that has to be understood to a very deep degree, because now, because to a level of high manifestation, anything you ask for, the chain reaction to allow that to happen will begin to take place.
That's powerful. And now you're talking about these beings. Do you have to call on certain beings, or you just get into, I don't know what you call it, a zone, or you go somewhere and you meet these beings? How do you get to these? How do you know the difference between the lower and the higher beings?
Because of the ring, the type of ring that goes on within my ear. Most of these beings, they can't be seen with the physical eye. They're somewhat superfluous, but they can be heard, and my ears are tuned because I use a device that was called an angel tuner, and what it is just simply a frequency, and you listen to it. It's a tuning fork, and you listen to it until you can't hear it anymore. After you tap it, you just put it to your ear, and you listen to it until you can't hear it anymore, and so it starts to take, it tunes your ear back up to 20,000 hertz because most of these beings reside within there. But honestly, because I seem to have the ear of the people, these beings show up to tell their story to me. And it's just the funniest thing. I guess it's some of what was going on in the Old Testament with Enoch and how the fallen angels wanted to come and tell Enoch what part they had in it so they wouldn't get blamed for everything. But I definitely don't, I'm not a worshiper at all. Like, I'm just not into it. And that's really the concept of everything. I have to approach everything on my feet. And the Most High doesn't interface with human beings like the way that they've made it, like it comes down and I can't see its face and white lights and all this stuff. You know, it's totally different. It's an earthly concept. But the thing is that a lot of times when I have this interaction between these higher beings, first, they don't come and leave names and things like that. They just come and bring information, because really the only thing of importance here on this dimension is information. Like a lot of times people want the experience. The data sometimes does mean more to me than the experience, because the data is what gets me to the experience. Meaning that the information of what the geometric shape of a certain planet gets me a color, so I'm able to take it through a cipher. If I got a shape, then I got a color. If I got a color, I got a sound. If I got a sound, then I'm pinpointing, basically. And so it's funny to be involved in this, because it's like we literally have no records, so we have to write them again and have hundreds at least of journals that have notes in it from the information that was being communicated to me from the sleep world to the physical world. And so what happens is the only thing, my channel, my node, as I call it, is my node is open. And so I get information, and because I don't worship, that definitely means, it definitely allows me to have a filter. First, one has to develop faculties to distinguish between good and evil. And that's really what I learned in the last 8 years. I've had encounters with beings in sleep. And the most interesting part about all of this was is that none of this started happening until I got into a religion, which was a key point to me. Because when I wasn't dealing with religions and I was a child and I was just myself, I never came in contact with any type of negative being and demon and all that. And when the religion started, that's when these guys started showing up. And so from that point, because I went through an ascension process, like I didn't start off just knowing everything, and I went through first Islam, then I went through Christianity, and then I went through a hybrid version of Islam, which is like Sufism, and then from that point I started to study all religions because I was really more in monotheism. Then I realized that everyone was worshiping a serpent, and then I turned religion off altogether. And that's the process that I made. And then after that, when I turned religion off and I turned myself back on, because the power was removed. Like I had power early when I was walking the prophetic path of Christianity or Gnosticism, and then I was literally confronted with having the power removed, and I chose to have it removed because it was made aware to me at that point that my power wasn't coming from myself, it was coming from somewhere else. And then if I wanted power from myself, then I was going to have to turn on my own chakra system and develop my soul. And I said, okay, you know, if that's what's necessary. And then it's just as if it's an on and off switch, as Solomon talked about in his books, even though it's somewhat of an archetype rather than a character. He said the next day, it was gone. It was like as if you just never had the experience before. And so that's really what I'm talking about, is being able to get involved in this. And again, I think the children are more into this type of stuff than than the adults with several layers of programming, because all this has, for them has to be scrutinized and has to be so many different things, while a child just says, okay, that I see how that could, that would work. Let's try it. And because it opens up a new window of hope for someone that's more looking at the glass half full than half empty, because they have their whole life in front of them, so they know what they have to deal with. But at the same time, you know, it's a beautiful. If I was like an old man, I would be fascinated right now, because that meant that I had now a chance to know what was going to happen to me once I got to the other side. Because I know what happens when a person gets on the other side. And that's always been the question that many people have had in life. The unanswered question is, what happens when you die?
Now, Seven, a lot of people want to ask you some questions. I'm going to open up the phone line here.
Okay.
Area code 510, do you have a question or comment?
No, not at this time. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Area code 707, do you have a question or comment?
With this whole ascension process, it starts with ascending our own chakra system, right?
Did you hear what he said?
No, you can have him repeat that one more time.
Could you repeat that? We didn't hear what you said.
I said this ascension process, does it start with ascending our own chakras?
Yeah, well, the ascension process is really already started now, brother, like, really just you listening to the program starts the ascension process, but to get into accelerated levels of thought and to, well, let's put it like this. The chakra center is something that you can focus on. It's like if you say, okay, well, where do I start, like as far as my study and as far as what I need to know about, then you, what am I ultimately trying to do here? Yeah, there's energy centers within the body that can be calibrated properly for you to experience higher states of consciousness. But as I talked about earlier in the program, the first thing that's necessary is to get a foundation of what's really going on here. That way, when this stuff starts turning on and something approaches you, because that's what chakra centers are, they're more senses. See, like right now, really human beings are operating on 3 senses. They think they're operating on 5. The perfect human is operating on 5 senses. That's a 5th dimension being. We're on 3rd dimension right now. Human beings have already descended twice. So what's happening is that when you start turning these chakras on, you come in contact starting with, let's say, 3D. You go to 4D. There's a serpent being there. So one needs to be aware of what's going to happen there and how they're going to approach. 5D, 6D. And so going up through these chakra centers, if you have data of what you're to be seeing here, because these dimensions already exist, and that allows you to keep moving through these dimensions without getting stuck in imagining that in what you see in that dimension is what you really want to be. Ultimately, where my work is centered around is to go completely out of the body, meaning to go through the chakra centers and then out the top, and then, you know, no more chakra center, no more dimension, no more none of that. There's no influence there. It's just like, it's like your dreams. It's where everything that's going on in there, although you're a lot more conscious of it, it's what you create. And you can totally sustain that world, but the world works as if every time you take a step, the path appears then. This is how we're switching the thought to proactive rather than reactive. Proactive meaning you actually engage. And so when you take a step, there's nothing there. There's nothing there to stand on. But it gets created the moment you place your foot down, and so this is when you're in accelerated levels of the chakra system and what's to take place. And the data that's gathered, especially within the book and on the site, is to let one know when they're going through this transformation what they'll see, what they'll be approached by.
All right.
Thank you, caller.
Thanks, Evan.
Okay. Area code 313, do you have a question or comment? Area code 313? Okay, let me move on. Area code 919, do you have a question or comment?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I have a question. I guess I want to start off saying I've had some of these experiences in the past, I guess with astral travel when I was asleep, And so I assume that these experiences were dreams. So what I want to ask is about some of the beings that I came into contact with. They tried to communicate with me in another language, giving me a warning to the future. And I know it sounds crazy, but what is an explanation to what I saw? And in some of the dreams, I saw beings that were trying to harm me, carrying blades and things like that. And it wasn't where I had any information about this sort of stuff prior to having these dreams. So I'm trying to get more understanding about this. These dreams occurred maybe 6 years ago. I haven't had anything like this to happen recently. So I'm just looking for more information, really.
What's your last name? You know,
my last name?
Mm-hmm.
It's Tavis.
I'm sorry?
Tavis.
C-H-A-V-I-S.
Chavez? Chavez?
Uh-huh. Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Okay, well, just to answer the first question about the beings coming and telling you about what's to happen in the future, realistically, again, there's another faction that's here on the Earth, and, you know, we don't want to get long-winded about this, but it is definitely a reptilian being, that resides within this dimension and attempts to affect this dimension through the people that live here, especially the people who are in higher places, like as far as your government and your politicians and things like this. So there's a battle basically going on between individuals that call themselves the Ancient Ones, and the other faction calls themselves the Elder Gods. So you can easily see how that would be confusing to believe that these two factions were the same. One of these factions in themselves are serpentine, meaning they're serpent beings. And what they intend to do, and it seems like at this point that more than any other time in history, they're on the brink of succeeding with that, is to cause a war between our whole planet begins to go to war, and to a point where it starts to go nuclear, where certain factions decide that the only way they can get control of things is to fire off nuclear weapons. And once that takes place, if they can allow this to get to this extreme, which, again, it's a very sensitive point right now, Earth itself will be crippled to the point where these beings who reside on Venus could come to Earth and start things, basically have a chance of taking over Earth. Because at this point, and what's always been going on is that they attempted to do that, our military and certain forces like that would have attempted to defend Earth. And they've got so many different things they've been playing around with, from Excalibur to Joshua to all these different super weapons that they've accumulated over time. And so what's happening with these organizations is they've been infiltrated, and to the highest degree, because the government has always known about the alien involvement and has done a decent job at fending off the alien involvement all the way up into now, where they've been themselves completely infiltrated. So the generals, the commanders, and all that have already pretty much sold out. And that's what I really show in a lot of the videos and things like that, is that they just have this state of mind that they've already kind of thrown in the towel. And instead of warning anybody about what's to take place, they've just decided to either join or to just, you know, bow out of the whole thing, because a lot of them have already unlocked the ability of hyperdimensional travel. So it's just like when you kind of see in that movie 2012 where they kind of abandon ship. They do have technology in ships and portals and different things like that. They know how to cross into other planetary systems like Mars and things like that. But as far as the common individual, the standard or the mass, as it's called, they've offered them no option. And so what's really to take place in the future, and we're definitely going to be here to represent for the human race, you know, because when this takes place, because what we're being challenged to do now is to activate. And there's a lot of individuals that will be removed before all this stuff starts to happen. But for those that are to remain, if an activated human can deal with that type of situation with hyperdimensional beings coming and trying to take over completely and all the stuff that they bring with them. But a non-activated human becomes just like food. So the thing is that question answered as far as the type of contact that they were trying to make to you. Unfortunately, well, actually, there's no unfortunate. the contact they made to you in that weird language gets you all the way up into where you're at now. And if you join, you don't even have to join, but just download the book and get more information, then you'll start to remember, as the word is remember, meaning put back on your members. Your members being arms, legs, different things like this. So we can make you remember some of the things that went on, and the frequencies definitely do that. And I'm going to be posting a whole new thing on smell. And so these things pretty much allow you to regress yourself, pull yourself back through past lives without being hypnotized and by someone else. And so this is it's a great time, like I said, to be in. It's a great time to be present. And do you have anything else that you wanted to ask me?
Well, one of the incidences that I've had is that when I'm sleeping and I felt like
negative
my, I'm sorry?
Let me deal with the negative beings now that I remember. Okay.
Yeah, it was like these beings, like they were trying to chase me back into my body. I've even had them where they were in my room, but they didn't bother me. They were bothering each other. Like one was carrying a blade. And that's why I was thinking, like, okay, I must be going crazy. But it's happened so many times.
I mean, I wouldn't say at all that you're going crazy. In fact, you know, it's a very special gift to be able to see, you know, after a while, you know, once you grow into it. But, you know, yeah, the other dimension is off the chain, for better lack of words. They always have stuff going on. Elementals especially, it is like dealing with kids. Like, they're just, you know, better lack of words, just off the chain. Mm-hmm. So what happens, though, is that you have an opportunity, like, especially with some of the frequencies and things that are available on the site, to bring the density of your environment up higher to where those beings can't even come into the dimension itself. They can't come into your sleep. They can't come into the realm or anything because it's just the vibration of the house itself or the room is too high. Now, there's a lot of things that are kept by individuals that do keep the density of the room low. And I would, you know, just only advise a person to start examining their house and their room, especially when you have CDs that have very negative music. Because their CD is magnetic, so it's an orb. And when it spins around, it's a whole aura of negative energy. And then when you're next to it, it rubs into your auric field and it starts to contaminate your auric field. Or if you stack a lot of negative CDs on top of each other, and then it creates even larger. And that's also why they never left disc. And even though it's still such primitive technology, especially now to what we have out, they're still using magnetics. Like even your hard drive and your computer is still using magnetics. This is because the binary codes and what's on these disks, because there's zeros and ones, but zeros and ones are that makes a picture. You can send a person a certain sequence of zeros and ones through the right type of exchange on the internet, and they'll get a picture on the other side. And so what it is in this real dimension is that those music CDs and different data has a picture that's there, and that's also how the government searches a person's computer. They don't search it from having to go into their hard drive. They can tell the moment that you put a certain formula down, the computer itself emits a certain type of energy. And that's just, again, being on the keyser. Anything that they show the human beings as far as their technology and things like that, they're so far beyond that. This is junk technology we're using right now.
Okay.
Thank you,
okay,
caller.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Now, just like in the movie Independence Day, do we have a lot of those beings walking around among us?
Well, what's happening is that most of the time, first of all, if any being is living on the surface of the earth, it's not the intelligent being, because all beings of intelligence, as they say, live in the center of the earth, and that's also why we talk about interstanding, because the sun outside ages us, it deteriorates us personally, but the inner sun is more magnetic, and that strengthens us. So thinking inside instead of outside, like even when praying, people pray to the sky. Imagine the gods in the sky. And this is actually turns their chakra center out when they could actually send up a oration of prayer to inside. And that allows the power to remain within them so it begins to cultivate. That way it doesn't get heard because it's still a frequency when you think by other beings that are external that will actually attempt to bring what you're asking for about, but at some weird price. Like the monkey's paw, as I call it. You get, you know, you pray for a brush, but by the time you get it, you don't have any hair. That type of behavior going on with evoking beings that, you know, have malicious intent, because it's funny to them, and they're jokesters and this type of character, you know, and it's just really, it's like almost watching a child that's playing too much and it's getting dangerous, or and just how off balance one can get when they're not really paying attention or just on a lower level. There's something else I wanted to say about that, but I kind of lost track of the question.
Oh, okay. That's what it was.
The other beings walking around. Okay, well, what's happened here is, because this is a good point to bring up, and that's why I guess
okay.
we shouldn't skip over it. Now, right now, there's actually something going on, especially with the athletes, and this is just fresh information off the press, because I don't like to repeat myself over and over again. We talked about that before,
mm-hmm.
and I also keep that going with a lot of the interviews that are happening now, is that different things are mentioned every time. But what happens is that with the athletes, obviously, they're on some type of growth enhancement or their involvement with their physical trainers, and these are professional athletes, and what they're giving them to ingest, like these chemicals and different things like that, are turning them into some type of serpent being. And this may sound crazy, but when I have my eye open, but 2 weeks later, because when my eye opened, I couldn't go anywhere for a moment because I was catching way too much data and information and visions and different things. But once I finally settled into it and put my sunglasses on, then I went out to get my haircut. And I went to my barbershop, and my barbershop that I was living in Atlanta then, and there's always a lot of athletes and actors and things in Atlanta, and my barbershop was one of the best ones. So a guy that would come in often, I never saw it before, which just lets you see how you can't see certain things when you're blind, but then it becomes obvious when you're not. So he's normally, when he comes in, he takes the whole barbershop attention goes to him because he plays for the local team, the Falcons. And as he starts talking and things like that, I started catching a transmission from what I just call the Most High, because there's a voice that does speak to me that I can identify as what I just call the Most High. It's certain this type of thing. It's like when you know, like people say, I know I was talking to God or whatever. I know when this voice comes in, and it said, look closely. And that's how I also know, because it doesn't say but a couple of things or a couple of words. It said, look closely. And I looked, and sure enough, his skull was a diamond, and he had a hard brow, and his muscular structure was much more advanced than any human being. And I didn't ever notice that until then. And then when I watched him, I said, man, he's a real reptile. Like, he's somehow half human, half reptile. And that was the first time. The second time, when I went through higher states of opening up the chakra centers, when I was out in public and a situation had occurred, three of them showed up. But this time they were white, because before then this gentleman was black, which is important to bring up, because a lot of people white people are blaming the black people for being the reptile. That's why the word nigga or naga, that's where it comes from. And then the black person is blaming the white man for being a reptile, and that's, of course, why Elijah Muhammad was like the white man's devil. But this being, it doesn't have a color. It just uses a skin suit, as I call it. And so what happened was is that these three individuals showed up, and I got a chance to examine them very closely, half humanoid, half reptilian. Couldn't really tell if they were just walking around unless you just really had the second sight, or as I call it. And then the last time when I was attempting to get early in the transformation, I was attempting to give the information that I had discovered to an individual that I knew that was very high in the music industry. And before I was able to get to them, one of them was standing guardian at his place, as if it knew that I was going to come and try to basically, for better lack of words, pull him out of the matrix. And I decided not to go in because the stature and the same type of appearance. And then there's a couple things on the site showing a new football clip that has this thing. So this is just to get, because there's also mer people and different things like that that live in the ocean. But the faction that's living here, that's walking amongst us, that we're not able to really perceive at times, but that's very involved in the distraction of mankind and woman, is this reptilian being, which has manifested itself not only by people worshiping it, because it takes place in a possession also. Their spirits do roam the earth, so there's some type of possession that takes place that allows a person to be infused with this being. And then what I believe happens on from a level of science is that the DNA changes of the individual. It's like when one praises and worships these beings, their DNA changes, and that gives them the ability of that particular being, and starts to change their personal appearance, and those people with third sight can see it, and so that's pretty much what I've discovered about those that are amongst us. and how they end up coming about. And I believe a lot of this is through worship, being completely not present, meaning being so engaged and involved in something like drinking and partying and so devoted to something so senseless as wanting to be worshipped, like, you know, generally a star wants to be worshipped. This causes a level of possession. And so that's what I've been noticing as the biggest involvement here from other life forms. And then, you know, you got people like me who are running around that, you know, don't even really know how we got in the constellation at all.
Now, I want you to tell the people how they can download your book, give them the information, how they can get in touch with you again.
Okay, the site is which you don't have to type in anymore, the words, thewords, thewords.ning, that's NING.com, so that's thewords.ning.com, and there's actually a tab that says new members start here, and there's a whole briefing or dossier of what we present and where it could be found. And so, yeah, that's definitely how individuals can get in touch with us.
Okay.
And get the information. And everything that we provide is for free, so there's nothing to keep a person, except for the MMS, which we can't produce anyway. But it's $20 MMS itself, which will knock out any flu and virus and all this type of stuff, is $20 for, if it's one person, a year's supply. So that's really what it was with, of course, the medical industry, is that they're never going to allow something like MMS to really become in the know. In fact, to understand the power of MMS is to see that someone has literally paid Google to have when a person types in MMS, there's a sponsored link, as they called it, meaning a link that they actually are paying to put up there, that says why MMS is bad for you. So why would someone pay to put something like that up there for something that we know is not bad for them? Obviously, they know that it's so effective but so cheap that they just want to get everyone to never use it, because what a lot of this stuff is in this chemistry is salt and different kinds of salt, because salt was very valuable to a lot of all the ancients. I mean, even especially the salt that could be collected within the desert and the clays and different things like this. And what happens is that this stuff is fuel for the body, because the spirit eats, I mean, the body, it eats, you know, it's good to feed it vegetables and things like this, and it eats all that. And it gets the flesh bigger, but that does nothing for the spirit. The spirit does not eat that stuff. It eats chlorophyll, but it can assimilate it into the spirit. But the spirit eats crystals. It is able to deal with the essence from crystals and metals and different things like that. And so that's really food for the spirit. It's not so much as someone's doctrine about, you know, some mythological story. It's the actual the element itself. And so the gold and the silver and things like that, depending on your genetic structure, are what start to enhance and clear up your thought and to allow you to become more perceptive of the other environment, because those environments are subtle.
Mm. Yeah, because I was taking an alchemy class, and that's what they were showing us, how that we can break down the crystal and drink it.
Definitely. Like, I've done a lot of stuff with crystals, you know, they're personal friends of mine. And it's, again, it's experiment. Like, we're really, that's really, if I get a chance to write another book, it's going to be called the Zion Experiment, because obviously Zion is doing experimenting on the people, but I say Zion not in a positive way. And but the Zion Experiment is the book I want to come out with next, and it just talks about how the human body, when taking certain things and elements, and what it really causes, and how one could pretty much tweak themselves, for better lack of words. See, what the CIA discovered when they were doing experiments with LSD, which I don't get into any of those kind of drugs. I call those the real drugs. But what they had just discovered alone with that experiment was they could wipe a person's brain, a calibrated person, because they would take an individual that was calibrated for doing these type of things, wipe their brain, and then load them a new program. And whatever they told them they could do in that program, DNA and RNA would reconfigure itself so they can do it. And they say this experiment went really far. It went into flying. It went into becoming invisible. It went into all sorts of things for the host, as they call it. or the specimen. And so this is the part of, I believe that we have to now challenge our highest level of thinking, because a lot of people now, and I get some of this stuff all the time, they say, oh, you conspiracy theorists. Really, I'm a conspiracy fact. But the thing is that conspiracy theorists, if you want to give them that name, started people to start asking questions about things. And anytime you can get that going on, there's going to be a massaging of the brain anyway. So even if a person doesn't believe that any of this that I'm saying is true, their brain is already being massaged by just even fathoming and thinking of it. And then that leads to a transformation in itself.
Right. That's true. I want to take another call here.
Okay.
Area code 313-926. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes. Yes, I do. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, then. Now, my thing is this. See, y'all giving man too much credit. He's right. They're going to do everything he said, but one thing. The planet is alive, and the atmosphere, if it could develop thinking ability like we do, we get up because of the atmosphere, we could think. And so I believe the atmosphere got knowledge and can think, and the planet can think because it brings life and keep us going. So I think what man going to end up doing overall, everybody's worrying. And I believe just what he said, they're going to do exactly what he's saying. But when nature gets tired of man, they're going to wipe everything out and start over again. So that's what I'm saying. That regardless, the biggest threat on the planet is us. And while we're playing these games, we're going to end up, well, whoever think that one part going to lose, we all going to lose. And that's bottom line. Ain't no one wipe out the other one. When man decides to go ahead and do it like his nastiness, his day is coming real short, and it'll be something else surviving on this planet. But other than that, I'm going, don't even worry about it. Before we started developing thinking, it was something already creating and thinking long before us, and man don't got it like that. Nature tear the sucker up before they sit back and let them commit civic. We already doing historical madness on one another already, controlling, killing everything. So right now, I'm just saying is all these destroyed stories, all these movies, man just letting you know which way he's going, and I'm going, he's going to slip up and get what he wants, the ultimate, because what he do to one another, he's going to end up doing it to all. That's all I have to say. And I appreciate you on the show. You too, Beverly.
Okay, thank you, Pages of Time.
You're welcome.
Okay. So, Seven, you there?
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, all right. Okay, we have 32 more minutes, and let me take another call here. Area code 313-259, are you there?
Somebody else at 259.
Hello, that's you. Do you have a question or comment? I guess not. Okay, go ahead, Seven.
Oh no, I was just over here.
do we have, go ahead, yeah, Seven?
Yeah, I'm here, go ahead.
Okay, do we have super humans or super beings on this planet?
Yeah, well, see, okay, here's what happens with the superhumans. Really, all this now, it's sometimes easy to go back to the Bible, and I've read this book like four times, so there's a mixture of truth and lies in there, and that's why it makes the book so powerful. But the truth part, the proof, it talks about where sin abides, grace abides much more. What this means is that the more crazier things get, the more option becomes available to deal with the situation. So at any point, things could turn into another direction. And now here's what goes on I'm not even going to get into that. So the thing is that there are individuals that activate, like when I activated personally, I had an option to leave the dimension. And what pulled me back in the dimension was there was no way that I felt that I could really leave without everyone else having a chance to leave, because that's just how I've always been. And so what you generally have is you have people that go into higher levels of ascension, and then they just ascend, and you never really hear about them anymore. It's like, you know, when an individual decides, okay, I'm going to go and ascend, they'll actually cut off family members, cut off everyone, and then just disappear. And then when they ultimately ascend, then there's no one else to check really what happened to them. I guess he got crazy and we never saw him anymore. But the thing is that now what's happening is that there's a few of us, and it's starting to become more because of spreading, that this is all like space credits, for better lack of words, extra credit. It becomes like a problem to solve for those who like to get into solving problems. Something's going on here on Earth. What can we really do about it? There's children here. Should we do something? You know, yeah, let's get involved. And so this is where it becomes just as any puzzle. And that's why I want to wake people up to challenge what's going on in society to get together to actually figure out a strategy. Because what I realized, just as it also states, is that there's no scenario that's ever presented that there's no way out. And to address the gentleman, again, the individual could do whatever they can't want to do as far as leaving the dimension or staying. You know, as far as when you're talking about collectively and everyone doing something, he's really more correct about the Earth. The Earth goes through a process where it does shake everyone else off at a certain point, and that process is coming. But that does not mean the end of man, because that's the end of the flesh. And the flesh will end up becoming a tree or something like that later and still live in its consciousness. But the spirit itself still puts the ball back in a person's court because they're immortal. And so when they do leave off this plane, there's going to be something else that's presented to them. And what I was told from from people that were on a very high level was the new matrix that's scheduled, if they can keep desensitizing people, they won't even know they're in it. See, right now, we know we're in a matrix. For those of us that are awake now, we know, okay, the gig is up. They got a net around the planet. It's called Indara's net. Ra created it. They have a ship. They do a harvest. We have data on what's going on.
Right.
And so that allows us to actually have, once we have that data, and that's what they're so afraid of, once we have that data, we'll think our way out of it anyway, because that's what we do. Any person that's backed into a corner and challenged, don't be surprised if you get your face scratched. So what happens is that this is now, when this is available for us, I refuse to let it come around at a time. I refuse to say, okay, well, this time I can't do anything about it. Oh, well, no, I'm not. I'm going out kicking and screaming, as they say. Like, I'd rather die than to be their slave. The thing is that if a person stands up to what they know is happening, and when they start to enlighten themselves, they will see the transformation and the power of the body and what it's capable of doing. But there's a chemical warfare going on here. I call it spy versus spy. Every time something is devised by one faction, if you call them positive, something is devised by the negative faction. So what's happened is that the fire has been removed from most men and women's blood, so they won't not so much as attack them, but strategize and do real things that are going to bring about some type of effect. And that happens through fluoride, because Hitler did his experiments in World War II of the effects of fluoride, and how 10,000 people can be oppressed by one individual as long as they were completely sedated by fluoride, which is completely in the water, goes under the tongue once a person brushes their teeth with toothpaste, goes in the bloodstream within minutes or seconds. And so this level just on fluoride alone is enough to make a person think that this is insurmountable. But if they start brushing with something like baking soda and they start treating their water with MMS and getting all the heavy metals and things out of the water and then, you know, drinking the water, then all of the ideas that we can't go higher and that there's nothing to do about this start to dissipate. And because that's the only way I can put it. And you start having the experience more through your sleep, because sleep leaves a residue. Every time when you go into a really strong dream and you wake up, there's a lot of residue there. It's almost like you're still there. That is the actual essence that one needs. That's what also the spirit feeds on. It's gotten data. So whether you are information or essence, so whether you remember what happened or not is not important, because the conscious mind is very sluggish. But the spiritual mind is fully aware of what's going on. And that's why I say the confidence, actually I didn't say it. One came to me and said, you have to have confidence in yourself that you made it. Like, you know you made it. And I can't really word it the same way it was worded to me, but when you have confidence in yourself that you really, really will think your way through this, you do. And you know, I start to really, because and the other thing is when I say the being comes, talks to me and things like this, it's not in words. It's in youth English. Like that posting on the site, my God doesn't speak English. It's serious. It comes in essence, in energy. Like it shows you in feeling, not in you know, in words, you know what I mean? And so that's why it's easier for me to get the whole story, because I just get like a flash of feeling emotion and smell and frequency, and then after that I could write a whole book for you.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is the Norway spiral?
Really? Okay, well, because the dimensions are getting close together, white holes are being opened up, and some are making the jump already, meaning there's going to be a great going and coming, just like it talks about in the ancient books, because there's beings that are below us that want to get into our dimension, just like we want to get out of this dimension and get into the higher dimension. And so when one opens up, it looks like that spiral. A lot of people are trying to say it's blue beam and things like that, but, you know, we've seen some of this stuff before, and so that's really what you're dealing with. Some beings are making the jump, meaning going to other dimensions, and some beings are coming because the lineup is so close right now, beings can make the jump. And let's talk about the lineup for a quick second. Lineup is like 12 o'clock, meaning that the pipeline is straight. Any other time, the pipeline is crooked. So if you don't have another level of navigation, you get stuck in hyperdimensional travel. And this, you know, is now we're talking hyperdimensional travel, which is even beyond quantum mechanics. But the thing is that so this lineup allows beings that don't even really have the ability for hyperdimensional travel, like us, understanding it to its entirety, can jump to another dimension, because all they got to do is basically slide down a pipe, and anyone can do that. And so what's happening is that this spiral and these pipes are being opened up, these portals. And there was enough portals opened up by the Ouija board games to keep the dimension fully occupied for a long time. But these portals are now about to open up, and certain beings who have a knowledge of portal and thinking through portals are capable of making a jump. And then because the rift is because it's so close, we can actually see when they do it if you're in the vicinity.
Mm-hmm.
Because before, if a being is making a jump, the first time it comes into the dimension, it's cloaked, like what I believe is going on in Detroit. And so when it comes, it's cloaked because it's coming from a higher dimension or another dimension into this one. And so you can't see it. And that's how you will never know when they're going and coming. But because the dimensions are close together anyway, especially this Halloween. See, Halloween is the day that the dimension is the closest, period, out of all times in the year. So all the dimensions are closest together. So that's why they want everyone to do the devil and the evil and the witch and all of this extra stuff, because all dimensions are close together, including the low ones. And so the rule is for these beings is that by 12 o'clock, like Cinderella, they have to have a host. They have to have someone they can go in, or they have to go back to their dimension. And this is just galactic clock. This is galactic timing. And so, of course, they find plenty of hosts because everyone's running around dressed like them. And so this is hyperdimensional war, and, you know, it's a little interesting.
Yeah, it is very interesting. Sound like it's busy, too. Sound like a super highway, people coming in and
well,
going out.
That's what it is. They say Earth is on the ninth passageway, which is a key point in the galaxy. It's almost like the Panama Canal.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of things going on here, and that's why there's so much diversity in the population itself. There's not just one kind of life form here. Just within the insectoid species alone, which are conscious on their own frequency, and at night you go on their frequency most of the time because they keep it going, that, you know, there's many life forms that are living here all on Earth. So, you know, a lot of people admit it, and then Dr. Blair admitted this is like a zoo. And so what you have to be is you have to be rare. And that's why I'm showing people now, instead of saying, oh, we're all one, these are Edgar Cayce's law of one. This is still the same. People need to understand where this stuff comes from in order to actually adapt it, because it sounds good. Like, there's a lot of stuff that sounds good on the surface, but when you really look at it, like the washing with the blood of the lamb sounds good when you're in church. It's like, oh, it's great. But then when you think about what you're saying, then it's like, wait a minute, how am I washing myself in blood? And what kind of ritual is going on here? And so that's really what's happening now, is that people are starting to wake up to what they were, and it's right. It's like they say, it's Samson, the Philistines are upon you. It's right there. It's like the words, it's in everything. It's right there. And so when a person starts to wake, it happens very rapidly, and then they experience what, you know, we call the loneliness, or your friends don't believe you, what you're saying, and you're crazy and all this. And this is what's happening from a galactic scale. A human being as a star or a planet itself, as a planet, is now moving to another constellation, a new different state of ideas. But before it gets there, it's got to cross the rift or the barrier between the old state of consciousness and the new state of consciousness. And when they get to that new state of consciousness, then they'll find allies and they'll find other individuals that are on that like that plane. But when a person is making the transformation, it's going to be lonely because there's things that they have to leave behind that they can't take into the new level of consciousness. People are imagining that they're going to go into the higher planes with the same residue that they have left in their mind. There's enough within this language alone to not let anyone into the higher dimension because it will contaminate it there. So that's why I said the understanding has to come about first so a person gets a fair good standpoint on what's happening here because it's not just starting with them. Like Earth has been going on and will be going on when this set of human beings is gone. But what each individual has a chance to do is to ascend. Now, if you descend, you'll eventually get particleized. Meaning that descending human beings eventually become raw matter, unconscious void, dark unconscious matter, and then the Most High can take that essence and form it into a new being, and that being when it's formed again doesn't have any memory or anything like that, and so that's really what descending into nothingness and going into the void from 3 to 2 to 1 then to 0, but now if you go up higher and higher and higher and higher ad infinitum, you can go as high as you want, you keep getting more and more senses, more and more awareness, more and more of what, not just life, because you're not even using words like that anymore, but what more of what existence is.
Now, someone in the chat room is asking, could you tell about the Black Pyramid over Russia?
Hey, I didn't even know there was a Black Pyramid over Russia, but I'll tell you something about the Russians. Russia sits right over Orion, and those people that are there are not from here. And I'm not saying it's a negative way, but if you look at Cirque du Soleil and all those Russians and how unique they are and how strange they are, and then when you go into deep or the Orthodox version of their religion, which we have some dossiers on, and you really get it after a while that those people were seated here. And if you think about it, you got the mother Africa, and then you got mother Russia. So people understanding the connection between these mothers that have come to Earth to seed it here. Like this is like you said, it's highly activated. There's more than one mother Earth, for better lack of words. There's mother Earth. But there's Maya, there's Tiamat, there's all these different other, if you forbid like a word, female entities or feminine entities that have been seeded in the earth also. And so as far as the Black Pyramid over Russia, man, the Russians, man, they've gotten a little, I'll just say this. The Russians and the czars and the comrades, like if you take these words, this is none other than serpent and dragon. And when you see that type of relationship going on, it's nothing new with that, the solar cults and the sun worship and the snake worship and all of this. And what's a shame though is that I won't even use that word. The people have still the opportunity to make their own choice, no matter where they're born. And that's why it doesn't really sometimes when people try to relate to their past and their ancestors too much, it doesn't become a benefit for them because it doesn't breed any individuality. And it makes them think that because that's where they came from, that's what they'll have to be in essence. And I mean, use these words very carefully because the English language is very base. And so when I'm trying to explain one thing, it sounds like the same as when I explain something else. So I have to get more detailed into it, the details.
Okay.
In the past, if one keeps going into the past all the time for information, they live in the past, basically. Same thing if a person keeps going into the future all the time, going in the future. They live in the future, basically. The time is now. So only sometimes if you get a firm foundation, you're not concerned about after a while what the past was and what the future is going to be. You're only concerned with what's going on right at that moment because that's where all of the essence and the energy really is how much you can pull in at that moment. And the moment that you think into the past, after you don't need to anymore, you've got all the information, then you put the essence and the energy of the past on you. And that's the same thing serves for going back. I'm going back to this individual. I'm going back to my old place of being. Your shadow is there. what's left behind for all human beings is they think that ghosts walking around sometimes is the shadow of individuals that have been here, and they're not here anymore, but their shadow, which is another part that's talked about in theosophy, is still remaining. And so when you step back in your shadow or sit back in a seat where your shadow sat before 5 years ago, you collect the essence of your shadow again. And this is, again, getting into higher levels of mysticism, but, you know, I'm hoping that it's being able to come across simple enough to where people can understand it mm-hmm. or understand it.
Okay. Now, I'm going to take another phone call here. Let's see. I'm trying to get to area code 708. Do you have a question?
Hotep, sister.
Hotep.
And Hotep, brother.
How you doing,
listen,
brother?
Good, good. This is Robert X. Listen, I tuned in late, but I must say from what I've heard so far, it's just absolutely, absolutely stimulating. I wouldn't say fascinating. I would say stimulating, and that is it inspires the thought processes. One question for the brother. I kind of dealt with this a little bit yesterday myself, but I'd like to hear what he has to say about this whole notion of Maitreya and the fact that they're trying to make him appear to be an avatar. I liken Obama, if you really look at him, to Maitreya, this false idol, this false prophet that someone wants to bring forth to us for us to bow down to. Can you speak to the notion of Obama / Maitreya being, in fact, a spiritual guardian of the planet?
Well, I definitely can elaborate with you on the Maitreyas and the Maitreyas, the Mahdi, and the Messiahs, because this is just the brotherhood of Ma. And what's happening is that, and Maitreya has actually already manifested himself. He's definitely not Obama. Obama is really an incarnation of Akhenaten. He's standing in a pyramid, and this definitely.